Now, England versus Wales. Nearly 500,000 English people live on this side of the bridge, so there'll be plenty of families with divided loyalties this weekend.
I caught up with a husband and wife who'll be supporting opposite sides on Saturday afternoon.
Well, obviously weaker than Germany, Tunisia, America.
Oh, should we just talk about the rugby now? No, maybe not.
Hi, I'm Simon Price and I'm from Cardiff in Wales.
And I'm Sharon Price and I'm from Worcester in England.
You're both going to the game on Saturday. Are you going to be sitting together?
Yes, we will. We'll be sitting as a family.
And in which end is that going to be in?
The Wales end. Wales. I'm going to have to cheer very quietly if England score and hopefully not get caught.
And if the goals start going in, do you think you can restrain yourself?
It's going to be difficult. Me and my son, it's going to be very difficult, but we will try and restrain ourselves. We'll just do a lot of gloating when we get home and cheering when we get back in the house.
We're very much a big football family in this household.
It does get a bit competitive. If Wales win, I get very quiet. If England win, I'm very loud.
Well, no, I mean, you used to be worse, though, before. Yeah. I remember when I first started going out with you, you were, like, a really annoying England supporter.
So tell me about your son, born and bred in Wales, and still got a bit of England in him though as well. Who does he support?
He supports Liverpool, but he supports England because he wants to play for England when he's older. So England win on that one.
You know, I got to go with his choice, and unfortunately he's followed his mother's side there.
What's it like being an English person in Cardiff? Is there a different type of being a fan? Have you experienced that?
I have. I was very surprised when I first came here that if England were playing Germany, Germany would get supported by all the Welsh, and it was a massive, massive shock to me.
And being a Welshman, what is it all about supporting your team? Do you go into Saturday's game with realistic hopes?
I think throughout the years of supporting Wales, it has always been about, or if only we get lucky and we get a good result and we can take those forward and hopefully play well against teams that we're kind of on a par with and you know, we have a good chance of winning. But no, I think for me, being a Welsh football fan is always mainly been about optimism.
So finally, some predictions for Saturday afternoon.
Is Bale really out?
Yeah, seriously. 4-0 England.
I'll say 2-0 England.
He's going against his own team here.
If I'm being realistic, I would say 2-0
England. If you're being
England.
Optimistic.
Yeah, no, if I'm being realistic.
No, if you're being optimistic, 2-0 Wales?
2-0, no, 2-0 England.
Okay.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the game on Saturday.
No problem, thank you.
So, are those two going to fall out this weekend?
No, I don't think so. I think Simon was quite resigned to Wales losing. And Sharon maybe wouldn't have begrudged a Wales win either. Will you and your family be watching the same game from different rooms this weekend? Tell your story on our Facebook page. Just search for CJS News.